Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi, it's Steve Cochran. Man, there's a lot of things to be thankful for. Obviously, my family and you, the audience of this radio station. I got that great little grandbaby, brand new grandbaby boy. Hi, Isaac and Abigail. I'm a lucky guy. Oh, and I'm thankful for having all the fine people we have as regular guests on the show, like Dr. Kevin Most. It doesn't even bother me when he tells me to turn my head and cough. Sure, it happens on a golf course, and that's weird. Anyway, I hope you're with the people you love this Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving from the Steve Cochran Show. New hours starting December 2nd, 5 to 9. Listen in.
Hey, this is John Williams, and this year I'm thankful for my health and wife and kids and life and books and our dog and burning logs and bourbon Manhattans and our city's lights and the White Sox catching and our pitchers so bright. It rhymed when I wrote it down. Now I'm not sure if that works. That'll do. Oh, and we're having a great big dinner.
Hey, it's Justin Kaufman. I'm the host of Extension 720 here on WGN Radio. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for sneeze guards. Did we just not care before? Uber drivers who know where they're going. Indie rock bands with horn sections. And 16-inch softball, because there's nothing better than playing a casual, recreational game with the threat of breaking all of your fingers. In all seriousness, I'm thankful for all the listeners here at WGN Radio, especially this Extension 720 crew. We have a lot of fun at night, and I'm also thankful to all of my loved ones and family and friends who continue to be that for me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, it's me, Lou Manfredini, and I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Personally, I'm thankful to be with my family today and every day. I'm also so grateful to you, the WGN Radio listener, because without you, there is no WGN. On Saturdays, I get to work with the best producer, Lindsay Smithwick. I get to chat with Joe Brand, Maple Walker, and Don Kleppen. And Bob Ferguson, well, he makes it all possible to hear us each week. I am so thankful for them. Oh, and finally, I'm really thankful that Dave Plyer is working today, and not me.
Hi, it's Brian Noonan. What am I thankful for? Well, I'm thankful that once a year, Dave Plyer asked me to do this so I can practice the art of gratitude, which is something we should be doing all the time, but let's be honest, most days I am an ungrateful wretch. But once a year, thanks to Dave Plyer, I get to have real human emotions. Yeah, I'm thankful for other stuff, my family and all that kind of jazz, but really what I'm thankful for is that I got to talk to you for another year here on WGN. Fingers crossed, we get to do it for a long, long time. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy your friends, family. We'll talk to you again. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is Jisoo Ki. I'm grateful for my health, my faith, positive people, meaningful relationships with friends and family, this job, and for you. Oh, and wine, too.
Hi, this is Carl Amari from the WGN Radio Theater. I'm thankful to my family and to my co-host, Lisa Wolf, and to my listeners. And I'm thankful that many of the radio shows during the golden age of radio were preserved so we can play them for our listeners. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is Lisa Wolf from WGN Radio Theater. I am most thankful for my family, not only on Thanksgiving, but every day. I would also like to extend my sincere gratitude to my radio family, not only the people at WGN who I laugh and smile with every Saturday and Sunday night, but also the listeners who have become like my second family. We roll our eyes together at Carl's silly jokes and share the adventures, dramas, comedies, and mysteries from the golden age of radio. Thank you for sharing part of your weekends with Carl and me. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families.
Hi, I'm Chris Duffy. I do voice work and make noise here at WGN Radio. I guess it's called the Creative Services Director. And this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for, usual friends and family and their good health. Thankful for my good health. Thankful for the cuddly little 54-pound rescue pit bull that keeps me healthy, drags me along twice a day, and keeps air in my lungs and my heart pumping a little bit more. I know I'd be in worse shape if it weren't for her. And in fact, while I'm at it, I'm thankful for all of the Chicago area pet rescue organizations and charities. You guys know who you are. The ones who take in the castaways and the misfits and the orphans and the abused. and show them sometimes the first love they've ever felt. Work hard to get them happier and healthier and fostered and placed in forever homes. So thank you so much for all the work you do. Happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Steve Grzanich here from WGN News. I just want to say how grateful I am for all of you. Thank you for listening, and may your holiday be filled with good food and good news. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm thankful for the sole, the small of a woman's back, the hanging curveball, high fiber, good vodka, that the rhetoric from Mike Madigan is self-indulgent, overrated crap. I'm thankful for Bozo Circus, the grand prize game, family classics, and that weird Garfield goose. I'm thankful there ought to be a constitutional amendment stating no ketchup on your Chicago dog. I'm thankful for dibs, because saving your parking spot with a lawn chair in January is the Chicago way. I'm thankful for Tom Skilling, Larry Potash, Robert Baumgarten, and Annabella Ball. I'm thankful Clybourne Avenue, Lower Wacker Drive, and Inner Lakeshore Drive are the best kept secrets in Chicago. I'm thankful for the Bears breaking my heart every single year because they have no offense. And I'm thankful for long, slow, bumper-to-bumper moving traffic to O'Hare that seems like it lasts 3 days. Happy Thanksgiving.
And it's Dave Plyer. For many of us, the meaning of Thanksgiving usually includes eating, four-day weekends, football games, parades, family reunions, and the kickoff to the holiday season. But Thanksgiving is much more than that. It's a time of gratitude, to give thanks, especially to be thankful for those who are most important in your life. Gratitude should not be a once-a-year practice. It should be something incorporated into your language, actions, and deeds every day, all year long. I am thankful for my beautiful wife, Lori, and our three amazing kids, Josh, Emma, and Alex. And while we lost my mom a few months ago, I am thankful to have had her in my life, and I am grateful for my father who cared for her these many years. I am thankful for my business partner and team at my day job, and for being able to share some conversation with you every week here on WGN Radio. From all of us to all of you, have a very happy Thanksgiving.